Fraser Valley Board.
Hi, this is Joe calling you from Orbit Design Agency. We're a design company, and one of our clients has an account with you guys. Just want to make sure that you guys do offer the API key. We're creating a website for that client, and she gave her the access to her MLS account, but we couldn't find any API key or something like that that would help
us. Okay, one moment for the help desk, please.
Sure, absolutely.
Thank you for calling the FVREB Help Desk. We are currently busy helping other members. Your call is important to us. Thank you for waiting for the next event.
Good afternoon, with Sharon speaking. How can I help you?
Good afternoon. I'm calling from Orbit Design Agency. We're a design company, and one of our clients has an account with you guys. We're creating a website for her, but we're facing trouble integrating her MLS account to the website. So could you please help me figuring out the API key, if you guys provide the API key or not?
No, we don't do anything like that. We only provide the agent that you work for, right, IDX links, right? And the only thing is we can't give it to a third party like yourself. That person, the member, has to contact us because we have no agreement with you guys.
Okay,
right?
I see.
So they have to contact the board, but we don't provide, like, the back end of the website, we don't provide that information. All we provide is the IDX links, right? So how this works is we're a real estate board in the Fraser Valley, right?
Mm-hmm.
These MLS links is owned by a national company called CREA, the Canadian Real Estate Association. They own MLS listing, right? They give us permission for those links, right? So a board member paying through his or her dues
mm-hmm.
is allowed to use those links that CREA provides us,
mm-hmm.
right? So all we do is provide the links to the member who provides it to their web designer, host, or whatever. And it's up to them to make that information. We're not web designers, right?
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah, I understand.
That's your business. But even so, we don't give out that kind of information to third parties because we don't have a relationship with you. We have a relationship with your customer.
I completely understand.
Right.
So if she calls you, will you guys be able to provide any sort of information that helps on her website to drop down all the listing and everything that she has in her account?
Yeah, like all we provide is the links, right? So that's
mm-hmm.
the links that she provides to you, right? Because basically what happens, because I've had this kind of question before, is we provide the customer links. Those links are provided to the web host or designer, whatever, right? And then basically they build the API to basically pull the data feed from MLS, right?
Exactly. That's the key
we
need.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So you just need the links, basically. But he or she will have to contact us.
All
right,
all right. So I'll have my client contact you guys. Is this a number she would call, or do you have any direct number or any extension?
No, there's just basically, we don't have a direct number. You can tell her the phone, the same number you phone. It'll come to us, right? And then can, per client, we'll deal with each person because it's client basis. It's not a brokerage office. We don't give it to an office, an agent office. We give it to each individual agent.
I understand. So she simply has to call this number and ask for the links or the API key, and you guys will be able to provide her. Then she can provide us, and we can, like, integrate it to the website,
Basically, she should have access to it already. It's in her – we have a CRM program, right?
Yes, I do
she
have the link.
The links are there.
So the link that I have is bcres.paragonrels.com.
No, that's not the link. No, that's not the link. That's
Isn't
just
that?
Our CRM program. No, there's different links.
Oh, okay.
That's the link to our CRM program, which you don't have access to, right? Only she has access to that, right?
Yeah.
And that's a portal. That's not even something that resides here. It resides at a company called Black Knight in the U.S.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
So basically it logs them into their CRM program for them to do their contacts, do their listings. That's what that is. That's not the MLS links you're talking about. That's a completely different link.
Oh,
right?
I understand.
All she has to do is contact us. She basically probably has to enable those links so she can have access to it.
Okay.
And then she just emails you those links, and that's it.
All right. So I'm going to contact that client and ask her to give you a call on this number, and we'll take it from there. So once we have all the information, all right?
Yeah. So how it works is the link that most people ask is the active links, right?
Uh-huh.
Most people just want what's on the market.
Uh-huh.
But there's another link, right, that is archival, right, that some people want, right? So I can discuss that, or whoever can discuss that with her. It's what's called a vow agreement. So she basically has to sign an agreement for this archival information, and then you as a provider has to be approved by our board.
Yeah,
right?
So...
And it's just a process.
I understand. So you can discuss it with the client, what link she requires. Mm-hmm. Is it the only for the active link, or she wants the archive link as well? So you guys can discuss about that part, and whatever link she needs, just provide her that link, and she'll send it to us, and we'll be able to integrate it to the website. So once we integrate that link to the website, her website will be able to show all the listings and everything, right? And it will be updated by time, correct?
Yeah, because it's provided by MLS.
Oh, okay.
Right? We're just using a list of MLS users, right? So most people just ask for the active stuff, right? The archival stuff is, that's for, people want to do a comparative of how the prices change over the years, but the way the market is, especially in Vancouver, who cares what it was a couple of years ago, because it's not relevant anymore.
Exactly.
Right? Basically.
Yeah,
so it's just active stuff, right? So, but that's up to her, right?
That's really up to the client. So if you want to list out all the properties, we can do that. And you will provide the link. If not, if she wants only the active link, that'll be working as well. So thank you so much.
Are you in Ontario?
No, we're in San Jose.
Where are you located?
San Jose, California.
Oh, in California. Okay.
Yeah.
So she's a board member of Fraser Valley here in British Columbia, right, Canada?
Yes, she is located in Canada. She is one of our clients from Toronto, and we're developing a website
for her. So that's different. Okay, so the way we do it is, I'm not sure how you guys do it in the States. It's licensed differently here in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
In Canada, we don't call them states, we call them provinces, right?
Yeah.
So she has to be registered in British Columbia. She might live in Toronto, or live in Ontario, or Toronto, but she might not be licensed here, right? Every province or state, that's what you call it, is licensed differently. So someone in Toronto is not licensed the same as someone in Vancouver. They have to be licensed. If she's not licensed in here, she's not getting those links.
Oh, so what you said,
she has to be licensed.
And which province?
She has to be licensed for... British Columbia.
All right. British Columbia. So she has to be licensed in British Columbia to get those things, right?
Right. It's not by... every province in Canada is different, right? Every province, there's a for real estate, to sell real estate, right? You have to be licensed in the province that you are selling or buying property in. Now, some people have licenses in different provinces.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do, right?
Okay,
but majority don't, because it's a cost, right? They have to pay for the licensing, right? They have to take an exam, right? Just because she's in Toronto, that does not mean that she's licensed in British Columbia, right?
Exactly.
And even though it's going back to the same, because MLS is right across Canada, right?
Yeah.
They don't
look
a boundary. It's whatever, right? It's the whole of Canada it covers, right?
Mm-hmm.
But each province, or like you call them states, is based, has its own jurisdiction. Like, for example, a guy in California cannot practice in New York State, right?
100%,
it's totally
yeah.
different state. the same thing in Canada. One person in Toronto does not necessarily is licensed in British Columbia, right?
Uh-oh. I see. Okay.
So she's got a touch. So you know what? She can phone us and we can find out, because she, when she gives her name, I can look it up and see she's even a member of our board. If she's not, right, then like, we can't help her.
Sure,
right?
I understand.
She's got to be licensed. That's the problem.
I see. So I'll have her give you a call, and I'll make sure if she is licensed in British Columbia or not. If in case she's not licensed, I'll still have her give you a call so you guys can discuss about the part and take the further proceedings. If she want to, like, get licensed and everything, she can get a license and then
take
the
link. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Yeah, that's not going to happen in a hurry.
Yeah,
right,
that's not going to happen overnight,
like,
but still.
Yeah. She's got to get, if she wants to get licensed, then she's got to, you know, write an exam. She's got to get approved and all that stuff. If that's not overnight.
Yeah.
Right? Because every, like, just like every state has legislation, you know, to be a practicing whatever, the same thing in this province, right?
I get
you know, unfortunately, because I'm from the UK, we don't have stuff like this.
Oh.
Right? You know, once you're licensed in one place, you're licensed through the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
Canada and the U.S. is totally different. Sorry to say, it's pretty anal in my opinion, but that's the way North America is, right? So basically, you have to be licensed in the state or province you reside in to
all
be
right.
practicing, right?
All right.
So
all right.
Yeah, just tell us or give us a phone call and we can go from there. There's no point speculating at all.
Sure, yeah.
Until we actually do stuff, right?
Absolutely. So I'll have her give you a call hopefully today or tomorrow. Depends on whenever I get a chance to talk to my client. And as soon as I get a chance, I'm going to have her give you guys a call. All right?
Yeah, just make sure that that it's before Friday, because we're closed for Good Friday. And we're closed on the following Monday, so which is Easter Monday. So even though I'm not Catholic, Catholic.
you guys are getting a long weekend.
Yeah, we have a long week. In Canada, we have lots of holidays, more than the States. So, because I worked in New York, I know exactly Canada has more holidays than the U.S. So, yeah, they're really religious up here.
Well, that's
why they think it's good.
That's an advantage to work
I'm not
here.
Sure that's a good thing, but
that
make
is.
Sure she can contact before Friday or Monday, because the office is not open, right? So,
sure.
And we don't
sure.
work weekends. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
We don't wear weekends either, so.
okay.
All right. So.
Okay,
thank
great.
You so much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for
okay,
having me. Thank you so much.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Hey, yep, I know.